my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Thursday, November 16th, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. During the break, just a little follow-up, I noticed text message from Bob down in Hillsdale. Bob, how do you listen? On the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, or do you use the TuneIn app? He says Trump has not been charged with or convicted of insurrection. I thought a couple of those cases, the criminal charges, was for insurrection, that he led the insurrection. I could be wrong. Bob could be right. Not sure. I don't read every single stupid lawsuit filed against Donald Trump. But he goes on to say, I stopped at section 3, which was the basis for these lawsuits. If you go down to section 5 of the 14th Amendment, it says that Congress shall have the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. He's absolutely right. Section 5 of the 14th Amendment, the Congress, meaning U.S. Congress in Washington, D.C., shall have the power to enforce, comma, by appropriate legislation, comma, the provisions of this article. Bob goes on to say, it does not provide for the secretaries of state or the courts. You make an absolute fantastic legal argument. Donald Trump's attorneys should be using Section 5 as their entire basis for the defense against these cases. Brewer, you stopped at Article 3, dude. You didn't do what Bob did and continued reading the rest of the 14th Amendment, which includes Section 5. Congress can only enforce the provisions of the 14th Amendment. The courts can't do it. The Secretary of State's can't do it. Your plaintiffs can't do it. You have no legal standing. The case is dismissed. Bob, dude, are you an attorney or did you just sleep at a Holiday Inn Express last night? I sent him a meme, the new Skinny Randy fist pump. He says, right back at you. The Republic won't survive without voices like yours in the media. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. He says he uses mostly the TuneIn app. Capital T, capital I, download the free one. If you don't mind a couple of commercial interruptions. And then search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. That was the former station this show was on before we sold it. I retained the TuneIn app, and I used those call letters, WYPV, to come up with the acronym, We're Your Patriot Voice. So you search for WYPV. He came back with, ha, 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 not an attorney, just a student of the Constitution, as is I. I absolutely love the Constitution, and why would you guys want to open it up for an Article 5 Convention of the States with the idiots we have in elected office today? Our founding fathers were a lot smarter than these yahoos. Short break. We'll be right back.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
The Well Connect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
You see it all around you. Good loving gone bad. And usually it's too late when you.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. one of our listeners, Miss P from Petoskey. When are we, the people, going to recall the Secretary of State? George Soros' puppets running and destroying our state of Michigan. Not going to do it. And I'm going to tell you why. Recalls never work. First of all, you don't ever come close to getting enough signatures. By triggering a recall, getting the petition language approved through the Board of Canvassers, and then starting just by collecting one signature, you trigger election laws in this state that allow the person that is being recalled the ability to raise unlimited amounts of money from whomever they want. Unlimited amounts. Well, I'm facing a recall election. So all the rules are off. All the laws are off. It's over. I can raise as much money as I want from whoever I want, and I don't have to worry about it. Folks, you understand that what you're doing is giving them carte blanche ability. Carte blanche ability to raise unlimited amounts of money. You're basically causing them to have unlimited funds in their next election. You know what you're going to do? You know what you're going to do? You're going to enable Jocelyn Benson to raise money from Hollywood, George Soros. Anywhere she wants to raise money, she will be able to when she runs for governor in 2026. First of all, recalls hardly ever work. And because of this law that once you're recalled starts, you can raise unlimited amounts of money, you're helping the very person you're wanting to recall, you're helping them to get reelected. She comes back with, Benson would be worse, if that's even possible, to be worse than Granholm and Witless the Wonder. George Soros' little mini-me. Yep. That's exactly who Jocelyn Benson is. Floyd says, or Karen maybe perhaps, we need a statewide petition addressing all the grievances that the Democrats in Lansing are guilty of against our representatives and our Republican voters. What good would it do? The Democrats in the last election got the majority. The majority of the people of the state of Michigan support the Democrats. That's how they got their power. You can petition your grievances all you want. Where would you go with it? What court would you try to seek damages and then prove damages? What, because they took away our God-given rights? They violated our Constitution. Well, that's your opinion. That's my opinion. If you look at the red flag laws, the safe storage laws, the requirements that now on long rifle purchases, you must register those just like handguns. I argue of the contention that they are violating our state constitution, Article 1, Section 6. It clearly states that you shall have the right to bear arms. Forget the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment, which is argued all the time, which talks about a well-regulated militia. No, has nothing to do with it in the state constitution of the state of Michigan. You see, the federal U.S. Constitution by our founding fathers, ratified December 15th, 1791, a well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, comma, shall not be infringed. Oh, no, 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 no. The Michigan state constitution is even stronger. You're going to learn that at the class. As a matter of fact, you're going to learn that State Senator John DeMoose violated his oath of office when he put his left hand on the Bible, raised his right hand, and swore to defend and uphold the Constitution of the United States of America and the state of Michigan with one vote. With one vote. When he voted with the Democrats to ban firearms in the state capitol, he took away our God-given rights provided to us in the U.S. Constitution and the Michigan State Constitution. So I got a very simple question for you, Senator DeMoose. When are you going to resign? You violated your oath of office, sir. It's that simple. Floyd says it's a protest, much like the Declaration of Independence, to wake up our side. Well, first of all, the media is not going to cover it. And if they do, they would attack it. The other side would ignore it. Who cares about your grievances? And it would be basically a waste of effort. Time, money, all of it. What you do is you come to the class on Saturday, you learn the Michigan State Constitution, you understand Robert's Rules of Order, and then you run for office next year. Forget a petition listing our grievances. You fight fire with fire. You strengthen your local county party, you run for school board, you run for public library, you run for county commissioner, you run for township supervisor, treasurer, trustee, clerks, whatever you can do, you take the power from them. Folks, this is going to be a huge turnout election. This is going to be absolutely huge. The machines will not be able to come close to the turnout. You remember those long lines in 2016 presidential election? You ain't seen nothing yet. And now with the early voting and absentee ballots, vote early and get out there and make sure others are voting too. This is going to be turnout, people. We have got to show our grievances. We have to protest by voting and getting new people elected. Dave Agerman said it very clearly. Absolutely got to do this. We need different people in elected office. And then once you get elected, and this is part of the training I'm going to teach, play hardball like they always do. Tim Tarjeff, new school board member there in Sheboygan, congratulations, Tim. He said, what I witnessed on January 6th was a vast majority of patriots. thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands, peacefully and respectfully gathering outside the Capitol, supporting our president and the established election process. Terry in Boyne Falls, opening up the Constitution with these people that we have in elected office would be a grave error. Huge mistake. You see, one thing we have to do is we have to fight fire with fire. You have to understand that this is about getting engaged, getting out of the stands, watching the game. You got to come out of the stands. You got to come down to the sideline. You got to ask for a uniform, and you have to get onto the playing field. Every single one of you have to be on the ballot next year, period. Run for precinct delegate and run for elected office. Have your name on the ballot twice. That's what you need to do. Get elected to be precinct delegate and a school board member or county commissioner. When they see us running and they see us taking these positions of power of elected office away from them, and we get the majorities back, and we learned from how you govern, watching the Democrats in Lansing proving to us exactly how to do it, we will then prevail. We will fix it. It's that simple. We will fix it. Because one thing you have to understand, once you see how it's done and you learn it, you come to the class and you learn it, and then you share that information with others. For those of you that are coming to the class that have already registered, you're going to become a storyteller. You're going to have the book in your hand. You're going to have the guide in your hand. I'm going to provide you with the links as to where others can buy the book and the guide. And even though they won't hear the training in person, because we're not recording it, you can tell them the meat of what you learn on Saturday, December 2nd. You can tell them verbally after they get the book and the guide for their own copy. You can tell them what you learned and then get others to do the same and run for office. Because the other side, they've been doing this for a long time, people. That's how they took over these public library boards, these school boards. County commissioners running as Republicans to get elected, but they're really Democrats. The other side has been absolutely skilled at doing this. Well, now you're going to get skilled, and it's time to change everything. 2024 is coming. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News.